The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 139 of Wealth Talk. My name's Christian Rodwell, the Membership Director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Chris. Good to be with you again, as always.
Yeah, so it's our third installment, and we've been going through the recurring revenue roadmap for the last 2 weeks, and we covered off stage one of that roadmap a couple of weeks ago. Stage one is all about building your confidence, those foundational elements there, which include, you know, good review of your finances, what's coming in and out, and also making sure you've got a good, strong, firm roof to protect yourself and your assets and your family. So that was stage one. Then we moved into stage two last week, Kevin, and stage two is where you build your knowledge. And we went into detail about seven different assets. We call those the seven pillars of wealth. And then the importance of finding your points of leverage. And there's five types of leverage. And then that will help you define your strategy. And we know that's where overwhelm kicks in. So that's the point where you start working with one of our wealth coaches inside the Wealth Builders Academy for those members of ours that are following that process with us. And that leads us into stage three this week, which is all about building assets. And this is, I guess, where all the fun stuff happens.
Well, you're quite right. It feels more like fun because you're preparing a lot of the ground in the foundation and in the education, of course. But it should still be fun on the way up there. But you're starting to measure things, aren't you, really? You're starting to get a sense that this is working now. It's no longer theory. The rubber's hitting the road. You're getting the feeling of some traction, I hope. Usually, I mean, it always comes, just different people get it at different speeds, don't they? We always say that, Chris. It's not the same journey for us all. And this exciting bit when most people start to get the confidence that this is working enough for them to feel like now wealth is doable. It's not just an educational or an aspirational thing. It's, wow, it's happening. I can see myself doing this. And usually they get to a place where if you ask them, are you 100% confident you're going to make it? This is the stage when they get that.
Now, obviously, we have got our webinar tonight. So depending on when you're listening to this podcast, we're recording, or this episode's coming out on Wednesday, the 9th of February, 2022. And we have our Academy webinar tonight. So if you're not already registered, definitely do head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/Academy webinar and jump on and join us tonight, where we'll be displaying the roadmap in full Technicolor on screen, bringing some of our existing members and our coaches as well to share their experiences. So we can just have a nice chat together. We can talk through what we do, how we help our members, and answer any questions that you might have. And we love doing that, Kevin.
Oh, absolutely. I always look forward to the live, you know, interactions with people when they're getting to their own questions, because everybody's questions are really at the as a gateway to what they want to do. So if they've got a question, don't get the answer to the question, they stop. And confused minds and frustrated minds do nothing. So we love to answer those questions, which then opens the gate and allows that permission for people to make a decision about whether they are committed to building their wealth or whether they're not. And we're happy either way. We just work with those people where that commitment is clear.
And you know, we've created the roadmap because we're addressing the big problem that we know exists out there. 95% of people in the UK never achieve financial independence. And we want to change that statistic, Kevin. And we know that this is a proven, tried and tested process. You've been certainly helping people for many, many years with this. And we've now made it more accessible so more people can start following the same process and building wealth for themselves.
Yeah, and just a point of that accessibility, it's not just accessible online, is not just accessible that you can tune in, you know, using technology and all sorts of different ways. It's accessible in price. You know, it was never really designed when it came out of my head to be anything other than a high price mentor program, because you can only spread yourself so much when you're immersing yourself in the success of others and being committed to that transformation as I was. And remain now, but of course, with the leverage, Chris, of you and the team and the technology that we've all brought to bear, we can keep the cost low and accessible so that financial independence is in the reach of pretty much everybody now. especially if you kind of divide the cost over a period of years and work that out and go, well, is it, would I pay a few thousand pounds to become financially free for the rest of my life? Well, if so, you're in the right place. If not, then go read another book.
And we say almost every week, this is not an overnight success. This is a 5-year process for most people. That's the average that we see if someone's really committed. And we know that the things that make those differences are having a clear plan, and most people don't, and then having really good support and consistent action every month, taking those small steps. If you follow the steps in the order that we teach and that we show you, you will get there.
Well, we know it works, Chris. We've got enough people who prove that. And I think on the night, we'll also have our students who are demonstrating that success and the coaches, who the vast majority of our coaches have actually gone through the program themselves. So anyway, let's get to stage three.
That's it. So if you're tired of trading time for money, if you really want to make a change and now is the time for you, then let's talk you through stage three of our roadmap. So stage three, as we said, is all about building assets. And there's three steps to every stage. So the three steps today we're going to be looking at are focus, which is step 7. And then that moves us on to step 8, which is results, and step 9, which we call accelerate. So let's look at focus then, Kevin. So we know by this stage, people have built their knowledge. They've should have chosen their primary and their secondary pillars. They would have understood their points of leverage, be that financial or intellectual or systems, times, relationships, lots of different forms there. And we've helped them figure out what's the best strategy to start with. We then have a very proven process, a unique process, Kevin, that you created, which is called the Wheel of Wealth. So would you mind sharing a little bit more about that?
Yes, the Wheel of Wealth is a very interesting visual acknowledgement of something that I think is fundamental to wealth building, and most people get it wrong. So first of all, Chris, where will people have to see the Wheel of Wealth other than turning up on the webinar? Can they get a download so they can follow along or follow along later?
Yeah, just by registering for the webinar, you get a copy of the roadmap and you'll see the Wheel of Wealth on there.
Okay. Okay then, in the absence of the visual, let's visualize, shall we? So imagine we're turning a wheel or a cog, but anything that's circular that resonates with you. And we want to get from 12 o'clock on the wheel to all the way round, a full circle on the clock face to 12 o'clock again. And the idea is if you follow a complete turn, a 360-degree turn, following through different stages, which I'll describe in a moment, I kind of always visualize cogs myself because I like the idea of one cog connecting to another cog, connecting to another cog, which is what happens in acceleration. So I'm going to go with a cog. So imagine a cog like a wheel in a gear and it's turning. Now, you've got to understand there's a sequence of the turn. And for the purpose of this, again, imagine you're going clockwise. So you're going from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock and all the way around up to 12 o'clock again. Now, as you visualize this, or if you're in a safe place, draw it, break that cog into 5 component parts. The first part is education. The second, support. The third, connection or connections. The fourth, due diligence. And the fifth, we call guided action. But you could write action, it's fine. Now, the idea is that when you start off at 12 and you go all the way around following that, and I'll go into detail on each of those points in a sec, and when you hear the click or the clunk or whatever works for you, then you get an output. And that output is a flow of cash. In other words, a monthly cash flow, a recurring cash flow, which is the essence of wealth building, of course, or a flow of capital. In other words, an outpouring of a lump sum of cash, which you can then use for various purposes, whether it's to reinvest, whether it's to build another asset, whether it's to reinvest again in the same asset, but it just gives you more leverage. You know, you get the picture. So we've got to go 360. Now, the reason why this is critical is the biggest mistakes I see. And people acknowledge there's a wheel, they see there's a process, but they almost always go from a little bit of education, often not enough, just enough to go, oh, I think I understand this. This makes sense to me. I intellectually understand it. And then instead of going full circle round the whole clock face, they go straight from kind of 12, half 12, and they go backwards to action. In other words, they get just enough information that whets their appetite and think they know enough and take action, and they make a mistake. And when you make a mistake, it's very difficult to repair that, because you invariably, it costs you money, it costs you time, it costs you reputation or relationship. You've done something that fundamentally damages your confidence. And we see this happen time and time and time and time again. And you probably don't think it would happen to you, but have you ever taken a step that you didn't really understand? Have you ever lost money? Have you ever trusted someone without doing due diligence? You know, is any of this making sense to you? Or do you know anybody else close to you maybe who this happened? Anyway, this is the wheel of wealth. So the first thing to do is get enough education. Really dive deep into the education, so that not that you have to understand it to the degree of being a world leader, an expert, but enough to understand it so that you feel confident to go to the next step. The next step is support. Now, what support means is many things, but certainly in wealth builder speak, it means the support of a community, the support of a coach, the support of a guide or mentor, the support of a buddy, the support of an accountability partner, but ideally somebody who knows more than you on this, so that when you ask a question, they either have the answer or know who's got the answer, so that you're not floundering with questions you don't know the answer to, or even not asking a good enough question, which is often the benefit of having somebody who's been ahead of you on the journey. The third step is connections. And what I mean by connections is, once you learn a bit and you've got a guide or somebody who's supporting you, is unbiased, they're not being paid to drive you down one path or another, you need to know that's an independent feeling. And you probably already have a sense, I hope, that we are entirely impartial on this. We don't drive anybody down a pathway to build their wealth in any one direction or another. It's whatever interests you, whatever works best for you. Now, that being said, we would like you to think about being connected to people who've been there and used that education to develop their own wealth. So you can bring that education to life. You can see the nuts and bolts. You can see the practical steps they've taken, so that you can decide for yourself. Now you see it in action. Can you see yourself doing it? Does it make sense to you? Or even, does it now make you realize, now I see this. I don't think this is for me. And that takes years off your learning and years off mistakes that you could make following a strategy which just perhaps isn't right for you. And nobody gets it right first time, or very few get it absolutely right every single time. I mean, it's a rare thing, because you're learning a little bit, not by trial and error, because we're saving that, but you're learning by your own experiences and decide what you like and what you don't like. That's what I mean by connection. The fourth step in the wheel is due diligence. Now, due diligence, like many things in wealth, mean different things to different people. What I mean is rigorous due diligence, strong diligence, to the point that you've evaluated all of the risks and you've looked at those risks from every angle to make sure you can quantify and then ideally minimize or at least mitigate the risk, so that you're clear on what it is you're doing, why you're doing it, and what the risk to you of getting it wrong. But you've hopefully, through good guidance and good due diligence, usually getting a second opinion. Usually somebody who's been there ahead of you can say, have you thought about this? Did you think about that? And this applies due diligence on people that you might be dealing with, on projects that you might be thinking about, particularly around property. It might be paperwork or structures. It, all sorts of things where things can go wrong in every single pillar. You need to understand the risks, because good wealth is about managing risk. Bad wealth is about thinking about the risks too lightly and actually getting caught in a trap where you can't escape the risk, and that risk can damage your wealth-building life forever. Now, once you've done the risk mitigation, documented, almost create a risk audit file for yourself. Not difficult. We show you how to do that. Then you move on to the final stage, which we call guided action. Now, the reason we call it guided action is because we're trying to help you take the right action and the right sequence that will lead you to the next turn of the wheel or the next turn of the cog, not just to do something and go, right, done that. You know, you're looking at, right, what does that mean? What does that mean for the next thing you're going to do? So it's consistent with your overall wealth strategy. You don't get fit by going to the gym once. You don't get wealthy with one turn of the wheel. You've got to continue to turn the wheel. And this is a continuous process. No matter how skillful you are, no matter how knowledgeable you become, there's always room for doing this because you will find yourself transforming, which is really what stage three is all about. It's about your transformation as a person and financially. And that's why the Wheel of Wealth is such an important part. And Chris, that's why I'm glad you asked me about it.
Very nicely explained there, Kevin. Thank you. So we can see how critical step seven is. And we often say, focus your way to security. So, you know, focus on one thing, get good at turning one wheel, be that one strategy. And each turn of the wheel will get easier, Kevin. You start to build your team. You obviously make a few mistakes, as you mentioned, first time, but each time should get better. And yeah, once you're confident in that, then you can start to kind of add additional wheels or strategies, as we say.
Yeah, I mean, look, Chris, this is true in life. We know this. When we learn how to drive a car, you know, we're all confused with our, you know, with our feet and our hands and all sorts of different things we have to think about at the same time. But, you know, when we had a few lessons, we managed it. You know, when we bought our first property, you know, it was a bit awkward. Ooh, what's the language of mortgage? What's the language of the lawyers and all these things? But once you've done, I always say, Chris, when you've done three of anything, you should have mastered it. The first time you didn't quite know what you're doing. Obviously, within Wealth Builders, we try and, through the connections, make it so you actually see what's going to happen, not you just experience it. So by the time you've done one, you've had a great experience. By the time you've done two, you got better. By the time you've done three, you should have mastered it. And for most people, that's true. So three turns of the wheel is enough to start thinking about, now what else can I do that gives me a, like changing gears, you know, how do I move from first to second, from second to third, and so on. And you just get stronger, faster, actually safer. The more you build this in the following the Wheel of Wealth, the safer you become, because as you turn more wheels, you're diversifying. You're creating more security, not less security. See what I mean?
Yeah, sure do. And of course, we've recorded lots of content inside the Wealth Builders Academy, Kevin, you and I, which explains this process in more detail with case studies, with examples. But of course, people are not doing this by themselves. They have the support of the community, of our other members who are all following the same process, but also our wealth coaches. So for our members, they have access to the same coach every month to help them with this and, you know, bounce those ideas and turn that wheel safely.
Mm, yeah. And, you know, the coaches are a huge and beneficial addition. And what I'm delighted about more than anything else, as far as the coaching is concerned, is the outstanding reviews they get. You know, 9.5 out of 10 consistently. I mean, that's just outstanding stuff. I mean, these are strong, capable, competent people who know what they're doing. They know the IP. They know the importance of risk mitigation and building wealth, you know, properly in an ordered and sequential way.
Mm. So on that note, let's move on to step eight, which we call results. Now, we send out a wealth chart for all of our new members when they join, and that's a big A1 chart, which they put up on their wall, and we have the roadmap on there, and it's broken down into months. So you put your actions there and your results every month. And then we have our asset income thermometer. So that's where you have the red pen, you get your pens out, and every time you get some additional recurring income, you fill in your thermometer. And we know the targets. Everyone has their security level and their independence level, and that's different for each person. So, tracking your results doesn't always mean money, though, Kevin. There's lots of different kinds of results that people should be recognizing.
Yeah, and at the beginning, it's about activity. It's about taking steps, about taking small steps, acknowledging learnings, things like that, because sometimes, particularly in, you know, uncertain times like we've had recently, it can take longer than normal to generate the results that are financial. It could be you've made great connections, you've done your coaching call, which is certainly something we want everybody to do, is turn up for their coaching call. You know, they've made offers. If it's property, they've made some investments, or they've done some research, you know, some activity that you would measure at the beginning. And that's really important. It's taking those small steps to acknowledge that activity leads to wealth. It's not, you don't get wealthy on every single thing you do, you know, so that's really important. And the other thing that's important to measure, Chris, is while we know that wealth building predominantly is about trying to create cash flow that allows you to free yourself normally from some kind of time for money trap, whether that's caught in a job or caught in a business. And most people want to do that, but not everybody wants to do that. Some people are quite happy that what they've done is built their pension up so it's worth more, or they've built their ISA up so it's worth more, or they've reduced their charges dramatically so they're improving the result of their stock market investments, or they've done their roof, they've taken care of their family. They've done something in that month, and this is part of the wealth builder mantra, isn't it, Chris, which is never let 30 days go by without doing something that contributes to building your wealth. And that can be anything. So acknowledge that, do something so that you know it's leading you in the right direction, because it can be frustrating. Not every month is going to lead to you getting a flow of cash or a flow of capital that you can, you know, put on your chart, or you can acknowledge in a thermometer, or you can put in a spreadsheet. You know, you're not going to get that every month. But what tends to happen is there's a flurry of activity, and then all of a sudden, money starts dropping in. And you see people, when they do that, starting to get that confidence that it's working because the money is flowing. And once it starts to flow, if you've done it well and you've done it correctly, it almost always keeps going up. Yes, there are always some risks. You know, there are always some things that can go wrong. But generally speaking, if you do it in the right way, you're only building almost like a ladder. You're going up, you're going up, you're going up. You're de-risking as you go. That's a far safer, better way to build wealth by recurring income than it is by simply hoping for the best, which is what most people do, which is why 95%, Chris, in whichever country you could quote, not just the UK, they just simply don't make it.
And sometimes people ask us, Kevin, you know, what the definition of recurring income is, and it's really money that you could spend today if you chose to.
Yeah, I mean, that's the true measure of wealth, because if you can spend it, it means it can change your lifestyle. But as I said, there's absolutely nothing wrong at all with celebrating, acknowledging you've done a great job and you've done something inside your pension. Your pension's gone up £50,000 this year. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's just important to recognize that building something in a pot that you can't access is good for your, let's call it your net worth. Your net worth has gone up, but your spending power in terms of spending this year or this month hasn't. So it's always more important, and keep focusing if you can on building recurring streams, multiple streams of income, but starting off with one, getting confident with one, then adding another, getting confident with another, then adding another, getting confident with another.
So we're talking today about stage three of our recurring revenue roadmap. And stage three is all about building assets. So we saw the process of the wheel of wealth, that you have to focus on that process, and a successful turn of the wheel should generate results. And you measure those results. And then step nine, which is the final step in the roadmap, Kevin, is called accelerate. And this is where our members start thinking about perhaps more advanced strategies. Often our members are looking to raise finance at this stage. As you said, three wheel turns, they know what they're doing now. And we teach that process. Kevin, that's a process you've taught many, many hundreds of people probably by now, to raise many hundreds of millions as well.
Yeah, well, look, forms of leverage change as you build up your expertise. And another word for expertise is IP. You're creating that confidence, your own ability, which then allows you to express that confidence in different ways. And as you express it, whether it's in books, whether it's in courses, whether it's in materials, whether it's in a document that you're intending to show to investors to get a feeling for what you're doing in your business, in your property business, whatever it is you've chosen to build your wealth. As you grow that confidence, you're building your expertise. And an expertise means you're building a story. And if you're building a story, you've got people who want to follow your story. And you build followers. And those followers can come from a whole raft of different ways with a whole, again, a whole range of different methods of which you can capitalize on that. And as you've already said, Chris, our members have written books. They've published things. They've created courses for other people to follow. They've written ideas down on paper and joint ventured on those ideas with others. They've created businesses and then sold those businesses because they realized it wasn't their ideal choice of business. They didn't really like it as much, but they found a community where they've done it well so they can sell it and they can go on and focus other things. So the community helps, and the whole process around building wealth is allowing you the freedom in the end to be who you want to be. And sometimes you've got to build some assets that perhaps aren't a reflection of that. But what true acceleration is for you to build wealth on your terms that in the end gives a security for you, security for your long term, security for your legacy. And hopefully, as we began at stage one, talk about the family wealth business and creating a legacy and a pathway for the next generation to follow. You know, we talk about things like family charters. We talk about creating rituals. We talk about things like capturing memories and all sorts of things. There's some fascinating stories of our clients discovering things about, you know, their past and even their past grandfathers and grandmothers who were pioneers in what they did. And they now take stock of that and they try and capture those old memories and then store those memories digitally to try and almost create something that's worthy of being kept for the next generation. And I love it, Chris. It's just a fascinating thing at the end to see the transformation that people go through. And at the beginning, and it makes me laugh because you circle back to the beginning and see how nervous and uncomfortable people are at the beginning, and they're sort of not quite sure what they're doing, not quite sure of how many different pathways there are. They're getting overwhelmed. They're getting confused. And then all of a sudden, they become just swan-like, you know, it's gracefully, elegantly building their wealth. And then moving onwards, Chris, through the five levels up to abundance, and so on, and philanthropy kicks in. So it's just a wonderful thing to see. And I just encourage anybody, if they're thinking about it, don't sit on the fence. You know, it's an uncomfortable place to be. Don't be on your own. Wealth is no fun on your own. You want to share it with others, just like, you know, sharing experiences. It's always better done with other people. And come and join us in our community. If nothing else, just commit. Just the one thing you do this month, you know, never let 30 days go by. Show up for the webinar. Just turn up. You know, you don't have to sign anything. Nobody's going to put you under any pressure. We're just going to share with you what we do. And maybe it might stimulate you to do something, if not now, but, you know, when the circumstances are right for you, to come and choose wealth and choose certainty over uncertainty and continue to trade time for money. As Warren Buffett says, you'll be trading time for money essentially till you die.
So I hope you've enjoyed the last three episodes. And if you like the structure that we've been talking you through with our roadmap, then as Kevin says, do join us on the 9th of Feb. So if you're listening to today's episode when it's out, that's tonight. 7:30 we kick off. So head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/academy webinar. And hopefully we'll see you there. And Kevin, I guess we'll be back same time, same place next week with another episode.
Yes, and hopefully with new members to enjoy it too. So until then, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.